This is 89.1 WEMU, and this is On the Ground IPSY, our weekly conversation about the online story from Concentrate Media about something positive taking place in the Ypsilanti area. I'm Lisa Berry, and we're joined by On the Ground IPSY project manager Sarah Rigg to talk about one of her stories this week. Welcome, Sarah, and introduce us to this week's special guest.
I wrote about a local nonprofit based in Ypsilanti called Educate Youth, and I have brought with me the executive director, Gail Wolkoff.
Tell us about Educate Youth. What is that group about?
Educate Youth is the nonprofit arm of organization that was in Ypsilanti called Dedicated to Make a Change. And in 2017, I took all of the youth-oriented programs and just made a nonprofit. The mission of Educate Youth is for students to get a high school graduation, for students to have a two-year plan after graduation from high school, and also to explore interests. And that's where this book and other activities have come from, is the exploring of interests.
When you mentioned this book, Sarah, what did you write about? They put together a special book?
Yeah, so the youth had poetry that they wrote over the course of 2020, published in a volume called Spiritual Warriors, as a response to the pandemic and the protests of 2020 and all the things they were feeling and thinking about those things.
So it's all poetry, Gail?
Yes, for the most part, it's all poetry. And the way that the book got started is Dr. Richard Thomas, who is an emeritus faculty member from MSU, spearheaded a lot of history of African-Americans over the decades. He's also a poet. He was a contemporary of Langston Hughes, and he worked with the kids writing poetry. And poetry is one of the many ways that people can process what's going on, look at chaos in their life, look at a situation. And he was also very clear that in 5-10 years, people are going to want to know what it was like to grow up during a pandemic like this in a lockdown. And he wanted the kids to write about it.
Well, what age group are we talking about? How old are these kids who participate in Educate Youth?
Basically 8th grade to 12th grade.
And how open were they to writing poetry?
100%. Richard is an amazing human being. And he was very honest with the students. The students do a lot of writing of raps. One of the things that the students wrote was Stuck in the Crib, and how to a song about staying clean and washing your hands and wearing your masks. Another one that they wrote was before the Black Lives Matter situation or the brutal killings that we had. A number of the kids who lived on the South Side witnessed a shooting. So one of the ways that we processed that was the students were very frustrated that people that were getting the COVID were brown and black people, mostly. That had the highest number of people that were being infected. And then on top of that, a lot of the kids were just angry that not only are people getting infected, but we're also shooting each other. So they have another song that is on our website called Together as One, where they wrote a song. So they had been writing songs, and Richard just had the conversation between the difference between writing lyrics for a rap and writing lyrics for a song and writing poetry. And he helped them with that transition, and then the poetry just went crazy. Now poetry is just part of our culture.
I've walked 1,000 miles just to see your face, seeing many youth with broken and shattered faces.
So Richard will say on a Tuesday afternoon, he's still meeting with us, and he'll say, okay, write a poem about this chapter that we just read. Because he's reading the Jason Reynolds in the Ibram Kendi book on Stamped for teenagers. And so in long answer, poetry was not a problem for them. Words are not a problem for them.
Well, that's good, because I know some teenagers, you can't get them to talk much. So at least they found another way to express themselves.
These students do. I mean, they still do don't talk much, but it's become part of the culture at the clubhouse. And also, Richard's an elder. He's 82. And I did not feel as if I could contribute a lot to that conversation. I've never walked their experience of what these students were talking about. And Richard has in many ways. So when the students met with him virtually, I would mute my computer and let them have their own free conversation.
Sarah, who else did you talk to for this week's On the Ground Ipsy article?
I spoke to several of the youth who were published, and I also spoke to the poet, Richard Thomas, about, you know, how his combined interest in history and poetry kind of played out in this project. And I also talked to a Educate Youth volunteer named Rhonda Palmer, who was actually the one who introduced Richard Thomas to Educate Youth. And I also wanted to mention that I interviewed Desiree Simmons, who is a board member who wrote the introduction to.
And is this book available for the public to read, or where could we find it?
You can order it from Educate Youth. It's on the website.
Was that the intention, to make it something for the public to read, or more just an effort to get the participants to deal with their feelings and express themselves?
It was a combination of both. I have them writing the poetry just as staying focused with verse, because a lot of what Educate Youth is all about is education and moving forward and the power of words. And Rhonda, who is also the board president, came up with the idea, Rhonda and Richard came up with the idea of publishing it. So it's a way for the students' words to get out. We use it as a fundraiser. We use it as a fundraiser, just so people can read words from teenagers that are living in this time. One of the things I'm very much is this is so new for everybody, and that we who are not in school and who are not teenagers, we really don't know what experiences are like because of this pandemic and the lockdown and education and isolation. And this is a way for students to share what it's like.
The booklet is called Spiritual Warriors. That's Gail Wolkoff, Executive Director of Educate Youth in the Ypsilanti area. Sarah Rigg, thank you as well for joining us on this edition of On the Ground Ipsy here on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you, Lisa.